So up now, we're going to explore a very different type of innovation from that wonderful discussion of diversity. We're going to talk about species diversity. We're going to talk to Vince Bryan III. He's CEO of Whoosh Innovations, and his team developed a fish cannon that helps fish navigate around waterfalls and dams. So let's start by just explaining to somebody who's not familiar with your invention what your product does.
Well, in the very simplest terms, we move an object from point A to point B, and that sounds simple enough, many ways to do that, but to do it gently and without using much power, that's where the trick is. And so if you can think about it this way, if you're moving a piece of fruit, this is an apple, for example, and if you were to move it 1 inch, that is, drop it from 1 inch above a table, it's going to bruise that piece of fruit. So when you're dealing with delicate objects, you need to find ways of moving that gently, and that historically has been done by hand and continues to be that way. So we were really addressing a problem of how do you move things that have to be moved by hand today without having to use your hands anymore.
And tell us how it works. I mean, how do you make it so that you can create a vacuum that sucks up these fish without grinding them up into little pieces at the other end?
Yeah, you know, it's quite a simple concept, but it's quite different in the way that most people think. Even your description there, sucking them up, isn't really how it would work. So if you think about it this way, there's atmospheric pressure pushing down on all of us at 14.6 psi or so. And what we've done is create an environment where a localized pressure differential will move the object. So when we have a fish entering our whoosh tube, the tube conforms to the shape of the fish enough so that we can create a pressure differential between that front of the fish and the back of the fish. So it's a mathematical problem, really, of the number of square inches of around the fish, in front of the fish. And if we create a half a PSI difference in front of that fish, less than what the atmospheric pressure is behind the fish, that fish is going to move to the lower pressure differential.
In reading some of the articles around it, there is a little bit of a backlash to what you're doing. And there are some people who really feel that the damming of streams and rivers is something that should be stopped. And any technology that enables that to happen without falling to the Endangered Species Acts and other things really enables more of this.
The treehugger.com groups to you know, Outdoor Patriot have all mentioned us in various articles and so forth. Here's how I respond to that generally. In the United States, there are approximately 80,000 dams. The number of those that have fish passage in them, it is probably around 5% of those dams. And the number of hydroelectric facilities on those dams is only about, it's about 2,500 of those 80,000 dams. If you step back and take a look at the bigger picture and you say, you know, if you've got China producing coal, for example, and that's putting it up into the atmosphere and acidifying the oceans and making it difficult for the fish to survive there, would I rather have a dam in place of that coal? Yes, if I can provide fish passage. Now the fish can get past those dams, and we've cleaned up the environment and the ocean and so forth. And if you have hydroelectric on a dam here in the U.S., now you have to address, under the law, the fish passage question. I mean, you have to provide that. And there's actually then funds to do it because you have provided us a place to do that. So I'm not proposing that we build more dams, but there is a lot of dams out there, and some of the national laboratories have done studies on this, that could have a small hydro on them, and that could supply the funding to solve this fish passage problem.